East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
News is brought to you by Wimpy at Engine. Whatever your route or ride, stop at an engine with a Wimpy.
Well, there are multiple reports this afternoon that the U.S. has started an operation to seize a Russian-flagged oil tanker in the North Atlantic after it apparently evaded a partial blockade around Venezuela. U.S. officials say the tanker is part of a so-called shadow fleet that has carried oil for countries such as Venezuela, Russia and Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. Tracking data from marine traffic showed the tanker nearing Iceland's exclusive economic zone today. The operation comes after Russia sent a submarine to escort the empty tanker that the U.S. has been pursuing for weeks. The vessel thwarted an attempt by the U.S. Coast Guard to board it late last month as it neared Venezuela. Russia's foreign ministry yesterday said it was following with concern the U.S. pursuit of the tanker. The developments are the latest in U.S. President Donald Trump's crackdown on sanctioned oil tankers going to and from Venezuela. Here at home, questions remain over whether Discovery Health has any legal standing to demand money from medical aid members whose claims were incorrectly paid because of a systems error. The scheme says it's discovered that the glitch caused claims for over-the-counter drugs and prescription medication to be paid out at higher rates than allowed under certain plans. Consumer expert Wendy Nola explains the blunder.
The scheme was miscalculating how much they were paying for certain categories of medications. They would pay 50% for high-cost non-preferred medications, 75% for certain non-generic medications. The scheme paid for them all in full, which means that these people reached that threshold sooner than they should have. They should have still been paying out of their medical savings and their own pockets. So they reached that threshold, and then it was, okay, that's triggered. The fund will now, until the end of the year, we'll be paying 100% for all your medications. This mistake went on for an entire year.
Nola says she and another medical aid expert have been inundated with queries from members who've been contacted to pay back the money.
I'm told by Mark Hyman of MediChick that on average from his cases, and he's got over 800 now, he says the average amount that people owe is 20,000 Rand. The highest he's seen is 68,000 Rand. The big question is, why should we pay if it was your mistake? And the Discovery Health is saying, well, we have an obligation in terms of our rules and Medical Schemes Act to protect the fund. It's everybody's fund. But I think they're missing the actual issue here. The public sentiment around is you're losing the human picture of 8,700 people. They're going to have to pay this money back.
Well, Discovery has told Newswatch that fewer than 0.6% of the more than 2.5 million members are affected. The Discovery Health says the recoveries are being handled in line with the Act and the rules of the Council for Medical Aid Schemes, its own scheme rules. It says according to those rules, if the scheme pays out more than it is liable for a claim or pays a benefit a member is not entitled to, it is allowed to recover that payment. And the Department of Basic Education has confirmed the 2026 National Senior Certificate results will be shared with accredited newspapers for publication. The results will be released on the 13th of January. The department spokesperson is Terence Kala.
Now, in line with the department's commitment to the rule of law, the department is of the view that it is legally obliged to publish the results in a format that does not compromise the identity of any candidate. And as the court order had granted on the 18th of January 2022.
Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 31.
And look at what's coming up in your sport. Durban Super Giants have won the toss at Kingsmead and have sent Pretoria Capitals to bat first in their SA20 clash. New Chelsea head coach Liam Rosner will hit the ground running at Fulham tonight. And Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie insists Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce will not leave the squad.